This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Auckland today on a three-day state visit to New Zealand. She is visiting the island nation at the invitation of Governor-General Dame Cindy Kiro. During the visit, President Murmu will hold a bilateral meeting with Governor-General Kiro and meet Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. The President will also address an education conference and interact with Indian community and Friends of India. The visit will provide further impetus to India-New Zealand bilateral relations. The President is reaching New Zealand after completing her two-day state visit to Fiji. She held bilateral meetings with the Fijian leaders, interacted with the Indian diaspora, and visited the Sri Siva Subramanya Temple in Nadi. Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin has dissolved the parliament and appointed Nobel laureate Mohammad Yunus as the head of an interim government. The decision to this effect was taken at a meeting President Shahabuddin held with the chiefs of the three services and a 13-member delegation of anti-discrimination student movement at the Presidential Palace in Dhaka yesterday. President's Press Secretary Mohammad Joynal Abidin told media persons late last night that other members of the interim government will be finalized after consultations with various political parties. The anti-discrimination student movement that spearheaded the recent protests had earlier said that 84-year-old Yunus has agreed to head the interim government. Earlier, in a major reshuffle in the top level of army, Major General Ziaul Ehsan was relieved from his post, while Lieutenant General M. Saiful Islam was transferred to the Foreign Ministry. In another development, following a unanimous decision made during a meeting between Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin and the chiefs of the three services, Bangladesh Nationalist Party chairperson Begum Khalida Zia was released from house arrest. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Libya. The ministry had earlier imposed a travel ban on Indian nationals travelling to Libya on 23rd May 2016. The relaxation is in response to assessment of the prevailing situation in Libya. Indian nationals in Libya have been advised to exercise caution, avoid inter-province travel by road, and remain in contact with the Indian Embassy in Tripoli at the emergency phone number 0218-9439-92046. In view of the continuation of the modified interest subvention scheme by the centre, the Reserve Bank has asked banks to provide short-term crop loans and short-term loans for allied activities up to an overall limit of 3 lakh rupees to farmers at an interest rate of 7%. In a notification, the central bank said that the rate of interest subvention to lending institutions will be 1.5% for 2024-25. The RBI has said that an additional interest subvention of 3% should be provided to farmers who repay loans in time. Meanwhile, in order to discourage distressed sale by farmers and to encourage them to store their produce in warehouses, the benefit of interest subvention under Kisan Credit Card Scheme will be available to small and marginal farmers for a further period of up to 6 months post the harvest of the crop. Amrit Udyan at Rashtrapati Bhavan will open for general public from the 16th of this month to 15th of the next month. President Draupadi Murmu will grace the opening of Amrit Udyan Summer Annuals Edition 2024 on 14th of August. For the first time, 29th of August will be exclusively reserved for sports persons to mark the National Sports Day. September 5th will be reserved for teachers on Teachers' Day. 10th National Handloom Day will be celebrated in the country today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will confer Sant Kabir Awards and National Handloom Awards to handloom weavers for their outstanding contribution in handloom sector in New Delhi today. Different activities will be organized across the country as a part of the celebrations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.